Hey friends, I'm back with you on a Monday morning, and this time I have some New Year's workout motivation because I know that this is when people feel like they need it the most. You know, a lot of people rely on outside factors and other people to motivate them to do the right thing or the thing that they know that they should be doing. You know, they will easily ignore their own thoughts on the subject. You know, why is it that you need other people to motivate you to do the thing that is right for you? I feel that you need the ability to motivate yourself. But if you're like, hey, I thought we were friends here. I just need a few words to get me started today and this week. Well, I could never tell you no. So I've got something for you. So hang on. Let's go. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. You know, I've been an athlete for a very long time. And trust me when I say I have spent many, many days dreading a workout, especially one that I knew was going to be hard or painful or require me to push myself into a very uncomfortable zone. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to justify not doing a workout and even making deals with myself in order to not do a certain workout. I remember when I was racing my bicycle and I had a really hard workout to do. I would do this thing in my mind where I'd be like, I'm not feeling great today. I'll do that tomorrow. So I would switch up my easier workout from the next day to today. The thing about it is, friends, tomorrow always comes. You're always going to have to do it. So why avoid the inevitable? I also, and you've probably done this too, you know, when you're getting ready to start a workout, you just wish it were over. Even though you know that you're going to feel good or accomplished or even relieved on the other side. You know, not wanting to do a workout isn't something that only you suffer from, as I've just explained. Even the most dedicated athletes dread workouts from time to time, if not all the time. Muhammad Ali once told me, and yes, that Muhammad Ali, I happened to do a little work with him once, great pleasure in my life. But he actually told me, because we were talking about bicycle racing, we were talking about training, and he told me the hardest part for him was always the training. And then he even said, and was famously quoted, I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit, suffer now, and live the rest of your life as a champion. So true. And he did. You know, it takes a great deal of commitment to push through when you just don't want to. For me, you know, when I was racing, like I said, everybody dreads workouts that they have to do. And I could go for months and dread my workout every day. But the second that I got injured and couldn't get in a workout or couldn't ride, you know, all I wanted to do was ride at that point. I could have been thinking for months that I didn't want to ride, and then I would get hurt, and then all I wanted to do was ride. I would even push myself to the point of maybe even coming back before I wasn't supposed to or shouldn't have. You know, there's just something about wanting to do something, but then if you can't, it's extremely frustrating. You know, you think about all those days when you could work out, but didn't. And now that you can't work out, you desperately want to. It's a complete oxymoron. The thing about it is, just not wanting to do it isn't a good enough excuse. You know, there are so many people who wish that they were able to do what you do, but they can't. So you need to come up with a way to be thankful that you can, and then push through the hard. Now, I hope this little New Year's workout motivation has kicked you in the butt long enough to get moving today and tomorrow, and hopefully even the day after that. You know, it's all given in love. Just do it. Just get on it and do it. If you need more motivation than this, you need to get my weekly updates or join the private Redesigning Midlife Facebook group, both of which are going to be linked in the show notes. And definitely be on the lookout for the Midlife in Motion 30-day program coming out at the end of January. Talk about your motivation. You're going to be shown the first step to take, and then the next 29 steps after that, all while being held accountable in a private group just for the program members. If you want to get on the wait list for that program, you're going to need to go to www.midlife-in-motion-waitlist.gra.com and get on the list so that you can find out all of the details in about a 48-hour flash sale that's going to happen when it releases. I'm going to put that web address in the show notes as well, so go grab it there. And I hope to see you there. Now, thanks for listening today. I want you to get up. I want you to get moving. And I want you to be compassionate with yourself and with each other. And I will see you next time.